Motivation has a clear effect on language success. For the most part, there is ample evidence that positive motivation is associated with a willingness to keep on learning, to keep on trying, and that in itself can create success in second language learning. Motivation, like the other individual characteristics in this chapter, is also a complex phenomenon. On the one hand, motivation might be the learner's communicative needs. If you communicatively need to learn, maybe that will motivate you. On the other hand, it might be attitudes towards the second language community. These can also be defined as in the terms instrumental motivation and integrative motivation. Dernier, 2001, has an alternative model of motivation, and it's in three phases: choice, executive, and retrospection, and these are described on page 64. One definition provided by Ellis in 1997 was that motivation is defined as attitudes and affective states that influence the degree of effort that learners make to learn a second language. And he has expanded on the instrumental and integrative motivation and has four kinds: instrumental, integrative, resultive, and intrinsic. So first of all, instrumental motivation concerns efforts made on the part of the learner to learn a second language for some functional reason, whether it is to pass an exam, get a better job, or to study at university. So we've already talked about instrumental motivation, and we've also talked about integrative, which involves the choice of learning a second language because the learner is interested in the people and culture represented by that language. An assumption of the research involving instrumental and integrative motivation is that motivation is the cause of second language achievement. However, it could also be argued that motivation is the result of learning. So in this case, learners who experience success in learning may become more motivated to learn. The other two were for learners who are intrinsically motivated. The arousal and maintenance of curiosity depends on the learner's particular interests and the extent to which they feel personally involved in learning activities. Essentially, motivation is the reward for the learner's investment of time, energy, and effort, and it is related to why the student is there in the first place and what keeps her or him working. There are lots of factors that bring students to the language learning situation and to keeping them there, which of course is if school isn't compulsory, you could say.